Most people add time to everything for no reason other than they're uncomfortable doing things quickly. And this is the reason why most people don't get what they want in life, because they'd rather do things slowly as if it's some type of fucking virtue. No, it's not.
Stayallday.com.
Free's exceptional.
Work on your game.
I like the approach.
Work on your fucking game.
Everybody has, relates to what Dre's saying in a different way.
Work on your game.
I like the way he thinks.
Work on your fucking game.
I like the frameworks that he's put together.
Work on your game.
And I would highly recommend it to anybody that's trying to work on their game.
Work on your fucking game.
I think it's a good approach. It's a different approach, too.
Hey, you, work on your game.
Gave me something really good.
Work on your game. DreAllDay.com.
And his philosophy makes a lot of sense.
Not only work on your game, perfect your craft.
Work on your game.
He knows how to communicate in such a fabulous way.
I can't say it enough.
Work on your game. You are now tuned in to the show where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you've expected to achieve has yet to be achieved. And on top of all this, you get a huge dose of personal initiative. That is the go-getter energy that moves any one of us, including yourself, to go and make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. And then we put all this together into a series of frameworks, approaches, insights, strategies, and techniques all underneath the umbrella of one unifying philosophy that is called Work on Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day, and welcome to the show. And today's topic is how to have impeccable timing. Before we get into this, I'll remind you of two things. First of all, my daily motivation and Monday motivation text messages that come out every day, every week, respectively, guaranteed to have you focus sharp and on point, both of them. All you got to do to be getting these messages, or at least to be eligible, is to text me at my number, 305-384-6894. That is to join my text community. It is free of charge to join the community once you text me, and once we start sending those messages out again, as of this recording, they're not going out, but when we start sending them again, which will be soon as we continue to work on the back end stuff, as soon as we get it working, those messages will start going out immediately with no announcement. And then I'll start announcing after we start sending them again. So you probably just want to text me. Those messages, again, guaranteed to have you focus sharp and on point. Just text me at that number free of charge to join my text community. Secondly, Work on Your Game University. That is a place where I do all my coaching. If you would like to have me as your coach, you can have me as your personal coach one-on-one. You can have me as your coach as part of our group mastermind. It's your choice. You can choose, actually. All you got to do to join, you can join right now. In the next 30 seconds, you can be a member of our university, have access to all our courses on the back end, and be in our group chat where we have our ongoing conversation amongst members in the group, so you can bounce questions and challenges off of other members. It's not just me personally. So you're not limited to just my mind, but you actually get into the mastermind with a group of people. Go to workonyourgameuniversity.com. That link is down below in the description, or you can just type it into your browser, workonyourgameuniversity.com. Type that in. You can join the university right now. Again, that link is also down below in the description. All that out the way, let's get to the topic, which is how to have impeccable timing. Now, the definition of timing, folks, is the ability to select the precise moment for doing something for optimum effect. I love that definition. I'm such a big fan of the dictionary because it helps us clarify exactly what we're talking about, how we're talking about it, what words mean, and none of this bullshit that you've been seeing in society these days of people redefining terms and making up their own definitions just to fit whatever story, narrative, or point that they are trying to push, which is part of the undermining of everything that's happening in society, which is a topic that I have talked about in the past and I will talk about again in the future when necessary. Not today. Let me say that definition again, because it is precisely what I want to talk about here today. Definition of timing is the ability to select the precise moment for doing something for optimum effect. In my experience, for example, in boxing training, I'm not trying to become a pro boxer, but I do go to the boxing gym a few times a week. And also watching boxing, I watch a lot of boxing matches of championship fighters. I noticed that the key to winning in the sport of boxing is not so much the power of how hard you can punch a person, which is what, from the outside looking in, that's what a lot of people think. That's what I used to think before I started getting boxing training. But it's not the power, of the punch that is the key to winning in a boxing match, even though power can help. It's the timing of the punch. It's the timing of it, catching your opponent right at the right moment when they happen to be leaning in, or catching them in a way so that you can hit them, but they can't hit you, or hitting them with the punch that they don't see coming. The timing is more important than the power. If there happens to be power with the timing, even better. But if you can hit them with the right timing, even without that much power, you can still win a fight and also avoid them having good timing on you. So throwing the punch at the perfect time and landing it in the perfect spot, often when your opponent doesn't expect it, all of those things are the key. So while this episode is not about boxing, This concept of timing is something that would help all of us achieve more of what we wish to achieve within the confines of the limitation of life. The limitation of life meaning that eventually it ends. So let's talk about it. Point number one. Topic once again today is how to have impact. Most people add time to everything for no reason other than they're uncomfortable doing things quickly. And this is the reason why most people don't get what they want in life, because they rather do things slowly as if it's some type of fucking virtue. No, it's not.
Drayolday.com. Pretty exceptional.
Work on your game.
I like the approach.
Work on your fucking game.
Everybody has relates to what Dre's saying in a different way.
Work on your game.
I like the way he thinks.
Work on your fucking game.
I like the frameworks that he's put together.
Work on your game.
And I would highly recommend it to anybody that's trying to work on their game.
Work on your fucking game.
I think it's a good approach. It's a different approach, too.
Hey, you, work on your game.
Gave me something really good.
Work on your game. DreAllDay.com.
And his philosophy makes a lot of sense.
Not only work on your game, perfect your craft.
Work on your game.
He knows how to communicate in such a fabulous way.
I can't say it enough.
Work on your game. You are now tuned in to the show where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you've expected to achieve has yet to be achieved. And on top of all this, you get a huge dose of personal initiative. That is the go-getter energy that moves any one of us, including yourself, to go and make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. And then we put all this together into a series of frameworks, approaches, insights, strategies, and techniques all underneath the umbrella of one unified philosophy that is called Work on Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day, and welcome to the show. And today's topic is how to have impeccable timing. Before we get into this, I'll remind you of two things. First of all, my daily motivation and Monday motivation text messages that come out every day, every week, respectively, guaranteed to have you focus sharp and on point, both of them. All you got to do to be getting these messages, or at least to be eligible, is to text me at my number, 305-384-6894. That is to join my text community. It is free of charge to join the community once you text me, and once we start sending those messages out again, as of this recording, they're not going out, but when we start sending them again, which will be soon as we continue to work on the back end stuff, as soon as we get it working, those messages will start going out immediately with no announcement. And then I'll start announcing after we start sending them again. So you probably just want to text me. Those messages, again, guaranteed to have you focus sharp and on point. Just text me at that number free of charge to join my text community. Secondly, Work on Your Game University. That is a place where I do all my coaching. If you would like to have me as your coach, you can have me as your personal coach one-on-one. You can have me as your coach as part of our group mastermind. It's your choice. You can choose, actually. All you got to do to join, you can join right now. In the next 30 seconds, you can be a member of our university, have access to all our courses on the back end, and be in our group chat where we have our ongoing conversation amongst members in the group, so you can bounce questions and challenges off of other members. It's not just me personally. So you're not limited to just my mind, but you actually get into the mastermind with a group of people. Go to workonyourgameuniversity.com. That link is down below in the description, or you can just type it into your browser, workonyourgameuniversity.com. Type that in. You can join the university right now. Again, that link is also down below in the description. All that out the way, let's get to the topic, which is how to have impeccable timing. Now, the definition of timing, folks, is the ability to select the precise moment for doing something for optimum effect. I love that definition. I'm such a big fan of the dictionary because it helps us clarify exactly what we're talking about, how we're talking about it, what words mean, and none of this bullshit that you've been seeing in society these days of people redefining terms and making up their own definitions just to fit whatever story, narrative, or point that they are trying to push, which is part of the undermining of everything that's happening in society, which is a topic that I have talked about in the past and I will talk about again in the future when necessary. Not today. Let me say that definition again because it is precisely what I want to talk about here today. Definition of timing is the ability to select the precise moment for doing something for optimum effect. In my experience, for example, in boxing training, I'm not trying to become a pro boxer, but I do go to the boxing gym a few times a week. And also watching boxing, I watch a lot of boxing matches of championship fighters. I noticed that the key to winning in the sport of boxing is not so much the power of how hard you can punch a person, which is what, from the outside looking in, that's what a lot of people think. That's what I used to think before I started getting boxing training. But it's not the power, of the punch that is the key to winning in a boxing match, even though power can help. It's the timing of the punch. It's the timing of it, catching your opponent right at the right moment when they happen to be leaning in, or catching them in a way so that you can hit them, but they can't hit you, or hitting them with the punch that they don't see coming. The timing is more important than the power. If there happens to be power with the timing, even better. But if you can hit them with the right timing, even without that much power, you can still win a fight. and also avoid them having good timing on you. So throwing the punch at the perfect time and landing it in the perfect spot, often when your opponent doesn't expect it, all of those things are the key. So while this episode is not about boxing, this concept of timing is something that will help all of us achieve more of what we wish to achieve within the confines of the limitation of life. The limitation of life meaning that eventually it ends. So let's talk about it. Point number one. Topic once again today is how to have impeccable timing. Number one, follow your instincts and stop overthinking. This is one way that you can have better timing. See, stop overthinking. If you just stop doing that, your timing will get better immediately. I talked about overthinking in episode 247, also again in episode 2735. This is one of the bad habits that lead to us adding time to situations. We talked about this yesterday when people had this bad habit of adding time to situations. And as a matter of fact, every human being has the bad habit of adding time to situations. To some of us, the habit is more pronounced than in others, but we all have the habit of putting things off until later that we should be doing right now. It's just, again, some people do it more often than others, and some they put things off even further into the future than other people do. So some people put things off for a day, some of you put things off for a year, but we all do it. So this is a bad habit. When we don't follow our instincts and when we overthink situations, and usually we're overthinking when we have already made a decision on what we need to do and we know we're going to do it, we just delay actually doing it, that is overthinking. And then we spend time thinking about what to do, or we tell ourselves we need to think about it for no other reason than we're just delaying decision. We're delaying making a decision because we already know what the decision is. We just don't want to commit to the decision. So we add time to the situation just to give ourselves a little bit of relief. This is bullshit. It's a bad idea. I want you to kill this habit if you have this habit. Actually, let me back. Let me say that sentence again. I want you to kill this habit because you have this habit. I don't need to know you. You have this habit. Everybody has this habit. I have this habit. Everybody has this habit. We make a decision. We know what we're going to do. But instead of doing it, we add time to the situation. I'll do it later, even though you know exactly what it is. Or you tell someone, they're waiting for you to make a decision. You say something like, I need to think about it, or I'm not going to do it right now, or I wasn't expecting this, so I got to think about it a little bit more. There's nothing to think about, folks. Thought is immediate. Thought happens instantaneously. The human brain processes things at a very, very fast speed. All right, there's nothing to think about. Now, if you need to go review some stuff, you got to look at some numbers, you got to check this against that, then you can do those things. But think about it. Most of the time, when someone says they need to think about this bullshit, they already know what they're going to do. They just are coming up with usually what we're doing when we say we're going to think about something is we're coming up with a way to deliver the decision that we have already made. Like, how do I word this? How do I say this? How do I communicate this? Or you're hoping that you don't even have to, and you can just get away from the situation so you don't have to say whatever it is that you have already decided on. You just don't want to have to communicate it because people are uncomfortable with situations that make them or might make somebody else feel uncomfortable. So overthinking. Anytime you tell yourself you have to think about it, most of the time you're lying. Now, there are some things in life that you do actually need to think about where you really are considering yes or no. Most of the time, I would say 95% of the time when we tell ourselves we need to think about something, we are not seriously considering both sides of a situation. We're not seriously considering taking either direction. We already know which direction we're going to take. We're just figuring out how we're going to take the direction, not if we're going to take the direction. Those are two different things. And when you work in sales like I do, you must understand this, because if you don't understand this, you're not going to make many sales, because everybody tells themselves they need to think about it and they add time and they take longer and they delay. And if you allow everybody to do that, well, how are you going to sell anything? I'll help you out with that. You won't sell anything. So this is one of the bad habits that we all have. We're placing bad bets on the fact that we will actually have time in the future to get to the things that we are putting off today. And let me help you all out. Most of the time, we will not have time in the future to get to it. We overthink situations, give ourselves reasons to not take action immediately. And again, this is the tragedy of life. And while it is not always advisable to just follow every instinct that you have, sometimes you may instinctively think something, doesn't mean you should actually do it. All right, you're in a board meeting at work and one of your coworkers says something to you that you don't like. Your instinct might say, smack this bitch in the face. You probably shouldn't do that because you would lose your job. So you shouldn't always follow everything your instincts tell you. But you should note and listen to your instincts. And this is the mistake that people make, is they ignore their instincts. You just completely ignore what your instincts are saying. Do the opposite of what your instinct says. And then later on, say to yourself, damn, I knew what I should have did. I should have did the opposite of what I did. My instincts told me that in the moment, but I overthought it, talked myself into doing the other thing, and the other thing ended up being a mistake. Or I overthought it, finally talked myself into doing the thing that my instinct told me to do 3 weeks ago, and now I'm doing it, but I lost 3 weeks in the process. And that is a hidden tax that you pay, is that extra 3 weeks. Everybody follow what I just said there? See, if your instincts already told you what to do, yes or no, do it, don't do it, go this way, go that way, whatever your instincts told you to do, but you didn't do it because you felt like, well, I don't want to make a decision too quickly. There's another piece of bullshit that you all tell yourselves. I don't want to make a decision too quickly, as if that there's something wrong with making a decision quickly. Making a decision quickly is the opposite of what most people do, and you should do the opposite of what most people do. Most people add time to everything for no reason other than they're uncomfortable doing things quickly. And this is the reason why most people don't get what they want in life, because they'd rather do things slowly as if it's some type of fucking virtue. No, it's not. Do things now. Okay? So what happens is somebody says they have an option of a thing they can do. They already decided instinctively. They know what they're going to do. But then they say, well, let me think about that. I don't want to make a decision too quick. And they take 3 weeks to think about it. Then 3 weeks later, they do the thing their instinct told them to do 3 weeks ago. You paid a tax there. Even if you end up getting whatever the outcome was, whatever the thing is, you paid a tax of 3 weeks of your life. How much is 3 weeks of your life worth? If you don't know, you should do the math. How much money do you make in a day? How much money do you make in a week? All right, do the math. How much money do you make in a month? Multiply that number by 0.75. That's 75%. We're assuming 3 weeks is about 3/4 of a month. All right, that's how much you paid in taxes in order to delay and think about what you're going to do. So while it's not always advisable to follow instincts, you should listen to them because your instincts are always telling you some form of truth. Again, truth doesn't necessarily mean you need to do it, but it is a truth to you. A truth in your head about yourself and the way you think in your life. And in some way, shape, or form, you should heed that truth. Somehow, some way. It depends on what the situation is. When you overthink, you're bringing your conscious mind into the situation. And even though the conscious mind processes very quickly, the subconscious is a lot faster. Subconscious is faster than the conscious mind. The subconscious mind is like a race car. Those cars you see NASCAR on TV racing, the subconscious mind processes like that. Whereas the conscious mind is kind of like a nice car that you could buy on a showroom floor. All right, not the same. All right, the NASCAR cars are designed to go as fast as humanly possible. Whereas the car you can buy at the dealership on the side of the highway, it can be fast, but it ain't as fast as those NASCAR cars. That's your conscious mind. When you add the conscious mind to a situation that the subconscious has already handled, you are adding time to the situation. So when you say, I need to think about it, you are adding time to a situation by bringing in another entity into the situation, your conscious mind, that is slower than the one that has already made a decision. So you're bringing a slower person on board on purpose. Why would you do that? It's like if you're running a 4x100 relay race, and you got three people who are really fast running, and then on the anchor leg, the fourth runner, you bring in somebody who is significantly slower than the other three people. Why would you do that? You just made the whole situation worse by bringing in someone slow who should never have been on the team in the first place. That's you when you say, I need to think about it, most of the time. Again, I would say about 5% of the time, you actually need to think about something. Most of the time, you don't need to think about it. Again, this is just people using that as a shield for their discomfort, because they don't want to make a decision right there on the spot because people are conditioned to do things slow. I'm telling you to undo that conditioning. Everybody got me? Okay, remember that not all opportunities remain available forever waiting for you to be ready for them. All right, you might seem that way, but it's not the case. If you look back on your life and really think about it, you'll notice that this is true. Opportunities move on and or they are taken by others who are ready to move. So do not take your future for granted. So if you have an opportunity now, I suggest you take it. Despite all the YouTube, basketball, even this show, I started as a writer and I am still a prolific writer. As a matter of fact, I send out emails damn near every day. I call this the Daily Game email. I want you to get this every day to your inbox completely for free. So simply go to workonmygame.com. That's workonmygame.com. You get my emails directly to your inbox every day. Free of charge. Again, that's workonmygame.com. You know what is the biggest thing that separates the high level performers from everyone else out there? It is not talent. It is not hard work. It is not resources. It is not knowledge. It is not skill. It is the fact that they have a process and a strategy for how to show up and give their best effort, even on the days when they don't feel like being at work. Has any of you ever had one of those days? Is any of you having one of those days right now? That day is called the third day. We put a label on it and we describe exactly what it is in my new book called The Third Day, The Decision That Separates the Pros from the Amateurs. In this book, I will not only describe to you what the third day is, but I will help you create a formula for yourself for you to show up and give your best effort, even on those days when you don't even feel like going to work. in that book, you're going to become a professional and no longer be an amateur. I'll give you a free copy of it, as a matter of fact. All you have to do is cover the shipping. Just go to thirddaybook.com. Again, thirddaybook.com. Point number two. Today's topic, once again, is how to have impeccable timing. Number two, get experience to develop your feel. Because timing sometimes is something that you may experience more than once in life. Or let me say it a different way. The timing that you develop is something that you will be able to use more than once and in more than one way and in different areas of life. So getting experience to develop your feel means doing things maybe on a smaller scale in which you experience this, making decisions quickly and moving when you see that the opportunity is right there in front of you in small areas so that when you get in the big area, you're ready to do it. Same way that an athlete, we practice during the week so that when we have the big game, everybody knows exactly what to do. We know how to respond. We practice how the other team is going to attack us. So when we get in the game and the other team does that, they attack us, we're ready to respond to what they did because we practiced it. We got ready. So now our timing is on point because we practice in the controlled environments. When we got in an uncontrolled environment, we knew exactly what to do. This is the reason why professionals are always prepared ahead of time for a situation, because they have done the work up front. And this is what a professional does. Professional is always prepared ahead of time before a situation. And we call it over here doing your homework. I talked about this in episode 1925. Let me make sure I'm giving you the right one. You listen to every episode in history of the show by going to workonyourgamepodcast.com, by the way. Yes, doing your homework, episode 1925. The more experience you have at certain things and the better you get at timing in the process of doing those things, the better your timing will be when you need to perform in the future. And the more experience you get performing, not just practicing, doing your homework, but actually performing, you get better the next time and the next time and the next time. So sometimes you need actual experience in the real situation to improve your timing. Well, go get it. I'm gonna stop you. Go get that experience. Experience is not everything when it comes to performance, but it is a thing when it comes to performance. And it does matter. And the more experience we have, the more experienced we are, the better we are at noting when and how to do the right things that lead to our desired outcomes. So experience does help and practice does help. The only way to get experience, folks, though, is you got to get in the damn game. Now, you can't get experience from watching a game on TV. Or you can't learn how to be an entrepreneur by watching Shark Tank. All right? It's cool to watch Shark Tank, get the information. I was just on X today, formerly known as Twitter, and some guy was talking about how, hey, I made a comment about entrepreneurship and growing a business, and he made some comment talking about, well, if you watch Shark Tank, you see this. And I had to correct this guy who is not an entrepreneur and explain to him, well, no, that's something that they say on TV, and they say it because they're trying to persuade people, but that's not the truth of how business works. And I'm saying all that to say to you all, you can't learn the game by watching other people play. At some point, you got to play. You can get some tidbits, and there are some things you can glean from watching other people, but you eventually have to get in the damn game yourself. This means you must begin. You can't get in the game unless you go take an action. You got to actually step on the court. You got to step on the field. You got to launch your product. Whatever your thing is, you got to actually go do it. And there's a book called The Game by Neil Strauss. It's a classic book, and it's about the pickup artist community. And pickup artists literally go around. Well, first of all, they would gather up a bunch of other guys, charge them money, and they would teach these guys how to, quote unquote, have game. And having game is about, or the game period. Having game is about how to go approach a girl and strike up a conversation with her and talk to her. And the whole goal was to take the girl home and have sex with her, casual sex with as many girls as you can. And this guy, Neil Strauss, he gets into this pickup artist community and he basically lives that life of a guy who goes out and just meets girls and takes girls home and stuff like that. And the point, the reason I'm bringing that up is because one of the things they would do, this is a while back when I read this book, and all of you should read it, but one of the things they would do once they started training the men on how to, you know, talk to girls at bars and clubs is that they would bring the men out and they would go to bars and clubs and they would just go out there and they would talk to girls. And the whole point is you got to get experience, and guys would get drinks thrown in their face, slapped in their face, cussed out, laughed at, beat up by boyfriends, whatever. And I'm not saying that's what happened every time. The whole point is they had to get out there and get experience. So you can't just read the manual and think you know the game. You got to go out there and actually play it. Have you ever wondered why so many people have big goals and big dreams for themselves and they work hard every single day, yet they never reach their goals? You ever wondered about that? I have. And I found out the reason why this happens is because most people never ask themselves a key third question, which is, who do I need to be while I'm doing what I'm doing so that I can have what I want to have? You see, if you never fix your mindset and the way that you're thinking about a situation and the way you think about yourself and the way you see yourself in the mirror, then it doesn't matter what you do and it doesn't matter what you want. You will never get there because you simply have an inaccurate formula. I wrote the book called The Mirror of Motivation, which addresses this first question: who do I need to be? And when you answer that question, then when you do what you need to do, it will produce the outcomes that you have and what you want to have. If that sounds like it might be the missing link in your process, and let me let you know, it is the missing link in your process. Go to mirrorofmotivation.com. All you do is cover the shipping, and I'm going to give you a free copy of that book physically mailed to your doorstep. Again, mirrorofmotivation.com, so you can be who you need to be, then do what you need to do, and then you're going to have what you want to have in your life. mirrorofmotivation.com. Point number three. Today's topic, once again, is how to have impeccable timing. Number three, be quick and be fast, but never be in a hurry. Quick and fast, but never in a hurry. In other words, don't try to force the issue. This is the intangible side of timing. So this is a thing that there's no black and white manual for. This is happening and this person said this and I said that and they said this. What do I do now? Or how long do I wait before I say something back? This is, again, the intangible. It's kind of like when, speaking of the pickup artist community, let's say you're a guy and you're texting with some girl and you say one thing, she says something, there's a back and forth exchange and you're trying to decide how do you respond to this text that she sent, or should you text again, or should you call now, or how do you respond to that? This is an intangible. There's no black and white answer to that question. So this is why you get the experience. This is why we take a step back to point number two. This is why you get the experience so that when you get into the situations, you better have a feel for what you should do and what you shouldn't do. Again, there's no black and white right answer or wrong answer to this. So you want to be moving with urgency and always thinking and moving with speed, while at the same time never being out of control in a hurry or seemingly being controlled by the circumstance rather than you controlling the circumstance. That's what it means to move with speed, but not be in a hurry. See, when you're in a hurry, the situation is forcing your hand. Whereas when you're moving with speed, you are forcing the situation's hand. And there's a big difference between the two. So you want to control the circumstance yourself. And this is when you understand this and when you can harness this energy, what happens is there's a mental energy. It's a sort of zen calmness that goes with being able to control the situation rather than having the situation control you. And this often accompanies a person who is well prepared and a person who's done their homework. They practice ahead of time, like we talked about earlier in this episode. So if you already know that you're prepared to perform, then you have no reason or no need to do any rushing. You don't have to hurry. You don't have to feel stressed out or anxious about the situation in front of you because you're already prepared. You already knew what you have to do. It usually only happens when you're unprepared that you feel stressed or nervous or anxious or feel like you have to hurry because maybe what's happening is something that you weren't expecting or you didn't anticipate. So now you have to rush yourself through the situation because you didn't see it coming. So if you haven't read Letters from a Stoic, book that is a credit to Luis Seneca. He wrote a series of letters that basically founded the philosophy of Stoicism. One of the concepts in that book Seneca talks about is that any situation that we experience, even if it's something that's harsh and rough and unwanted, if we anticipated that it was coming, it doesn't bother us as much as if the situation was unanticipated or unpredicted and it just hit us out of nowhere. See, when you see something coming, even if it's something that you don't want, you can better deal with it than if you didn't see it coming. And that's the preparation. All right? Part of the preparation sometimes is mental, it's energetic, it's spiritual, it's emotional. Knowing something is coming, even if it's something that you don't want, you can better handle. Let's recap today's class, which says how to have impeccable timing, defined as the ability to select the precise moment for doing something for optimum effect. Point number one, follow your instinct and stop overthinking. Oftentimes we tell ourselves we need to think about a situation. We already have thought about it. We've already made a decision. We're just adding time to the situation because many people by default like to do things later rather than do things now. Number two, get experience to develop your feel. Another way to get better at timing is to actually get experience so that you know what it feels like to make that move or make that decision or say that thing or respond this way when the situation is actually occurring. So getting actual real live experience in a situation does help your timing because now you have some activity knowledge as opposed to just practice knowledge or just, you know, reading the manual, so to speak. Number three, be quick and fast, but never in a hurry. In other words, don't force the issue or don't allow the issue to force you. And that's what happens a lot of times when we are unprepared. The situation forces us instead of us controlling and harnessing the situation in front of us. So there is a mental energy, a sort of Zen level calmness that comes with knowing what's coming and knowing that you can handle whatever happens in front of you. And there are many books on mindset that talk about this in different ways. They language it in different ways. I talk about it in my own books, and we all use different terminology and different language, but we all mean the same thing. When we are fully prepared for a situation ahead of time, we are much more calm and relaxed during the situation than if we're not prepared. Simple as that. That said, text me so you're in my community. My number's down below in the description. WorkOnYourGameUniversity.com. That is the place where you can join our group masterminds. You can work with me one-on-one. You get access to all our materials. Again, that's WorkOnYourGameUniversity.com. Work on your game. Dre, all day. While you are here, don't forget to text me so you can be part of my texting community where you can ask me questions. You can share challenges with me. You are messaging me directly. You can get a direct response from me because I do read and reply to my messages. My number again, 305-384-6894. One more time, 305-384-6894. Make sure you text me because you never know when I'm going to send a message that could be the one thing you need to hear, the one thing you need to do, the one insight you need to get that could change your life. Make sure you message me, 305-384-6894. Do you know what the number one key is for you to advance and get to a higher level from where you are right now? It is not for you to work harder, wake up earlier, or go to sleep later. No, it is for you to get the right insight. In other words, to ask yourself the right questions. These questions are usually questions that you don't have the answer to, but dealing with those questions opens the door for you getting to that next level that you want to reach. How do you get help with this? By getting coaching, by getting around other people who can see things that you don't see, who have perceptions and insights that you don't have. This is why coaching is as valuable as it is, and this is why higher level performers always invest in coaching. The best way you can do that from here is to go to WorkOnYourGameUniversity.com. That is the only place I offer coaching, the only place I work with anyone directly. You just go to WorkOnYourGameUniversity.com. You can see all your options for getting involved with us and engaging and having someone coaching you so that you can take yourself to that next level again through insight, not just through effort. Again, it's WorkOnYourGameUniversity.com.